Welcome back to the Daily Threat, your go-to source for the latest in cybersecurity news and updates. Today we have a lineup of stories that underscore the importance of staying vigilant in the digital landscape. Let's dive right in. Our first story revolves around a concerning trend highlighted by Cisco. The tech giant has issued a warning about password spraying attacks targeting VPN services. Now, for those unfamiliar, password spraying is a technique where attackers attempt to access multiple accounts or systems by trying a few common passwords against many usernames. It's a low and slow approach that often flies under the radar of traditional security measures. So, how are these attackers getting in? Well, VPNs, virtual private networks, are often used by remote workers to securely connect to their organization's network. However, if not properly secured, VPNs can become a gateway for malicious actors. In this case, attackers are leveraging password spraying to exploit weak or reused passwords among remote workers. What's particularly alarming is the potential risk this poses to businesses. With more employees working remotely than ever before, the reliance on VPNs has skyrocketed. A successful attack could lead to unauthorized access to sensitive company data, financial losses, and reputational damage. So, what can businesses do to protect themselves? First and foremost, strong password policies are essential. Encourage employees to use complex, unique passwords for their accounts and consider implementing multi-factor authentication, MFA, wherever possible. Additionally, regularly updating and patching VPN software can help close off potential vulnerabilities. In our second story, we turn our attention to PyPI, the Python Package Index, which has temporarily suspended new user registrations in response to a malware campaign. PyPI serves as a repository for Python packages, making it a vital resource for developers worldwide. The suspension comes after PyPI detected a coordinated effort to upload malicious packages to the platform. These packages, disguised as legitimate Python libraries, contained malicious code designed to compromise the systems of unsuspecting developers. How did the attackers manage to infiltrate PyPI? Well, it appears they exploited vulnerabilities in the package submission process, allowing them to upload malicious packages under seemingly innocuous names. The implications of this attack are significant. Python is one of the most widely used programming languages, with countless projects relying on third-party libraries hosted on PyPI. A compromised package could lead to widespread security breaches, potentially affecting millions of users and systems. To mitigate the risk, PyPI has taken swift action by suspending new user registrations and conducting a thorough review of existing packages. However, this serves as a stark reminder of the importance of vetting third-party dependencies and regularly updating software to patch known vulnerabilities. Our final story today comes from Affinity Health Services, which has announced a data breach affecting its clients. According to reports, the breach occurred after an unauthorized third party gained access to sensitive information, including personal and medical records. The details surrounding the breach are still emerging, but initial investigations suggest that the attackers exploited vulnerabilities in Affinity Health's network infrastructure. This highlights the critical need for robust cybersecurity measures within the healthcare industry, where the stakes are particularly high due to the sensitivity of the data involved. The risks posed by this breach are multifaceted. Beyond the potential exposure of personal and medical information, there's also the threat of identity theft, insurance fraud, and other forms of exploitation. Moreover, the reputational damage inflicted on Affinity Health could have long-lasting repercussions, eroding trust among patients and clients. In the wake of this breach, it's essential for healthcare organizations to prioritize cybersecurity and invest in measures such as encryption, access controls, and regular security audits. Additionally, fostering a culture of cybersecurity awareness among employees can help prevent future incidents. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to emphasize the importance of staying informed and proactive when it comes to cybersecurity. Whether it's strengthening password policies, vetting third-party dependencies, or investing in robust security measures, every action counts in the fight against cyber threats. And remember, the Daily Threat is here to keep you updated on the latest developments in the world of cybersecurity. Be sure to subscribe to our channel for daily updates and insights. Today's episode has been brought to you by QIT Solutions, your trusted partner in cybersecurity solutions. Until next time, stay safe and stay secure.